rocks in the dog pile.
VE7ROX VA7XM. Good morning, or is it morning yet? Nope, good evening. Have you heard from Merlin tonight?
No. He has been absent the entire evening. Although I did have, what did I hear? Yeah, I heard something around 6 o'clock and thereabouts earlier, but no, he's disappeared into thin air.
You got quite an echo going there.
Oops. I'm going to turn the side tone down here. I'm in duplex mode. And if the side tone level is too high, it'll create an echo effect. There shouldn't be any more echo now. I'll just keep that side tone down. Duplex, like talking on a telephone.
Yeah, I'm going to have to get your Roger beep to go with that echo.
Yep. I'm living on Echo Beach, far away in time, etc. Pretty quiet on the frequency here tonight. I was talking on here for a long period with COJ. An hour or so ago, we kept the frequency pretty busy. There were a few other check-ins added to the conversation, so we kept things going. Yes. Testing something here. Yep.
Go ahead and test. Yeah, I assume you were listening to me talking to UJM on 220. You usually are on all bands.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I had my ear on that one, 8 o'clock Saturday night net. That's been running for quite a while. Brian VE7CTH, who is line of sight with me. He's in, lives in southeast Burnaby there, which I can see from here. Yeah, he was net control, and I checked in towards the end of the net there. I can't get into that repeater from here, so I checked in on the repeater's output, which he would have heard, but he disappeared quick. And then there was a conversation on there for quite a while after the net.
Yeah, I missed the net. I came in time to hear that conversation, though. You can't get into 224-300 repeater from your location?
No, I can hear it, but I can't key it up. Can't get my audio onto it. I'm on the south slope of Capitol Hill, and I guess I'm in what you would call a radio shadow. I just can't seem to get into it. Darn it. If I go, oh, either to the crest, the very summit of Capitol Hill, or to the west, to the northwest corner of Burnaby, I can get into it from there, even with a rubber duck, but can't seem to do it from here.
Well, it really has a good footprint into Cloverdale. I get into it no problem, full scale. So much so I can do it with my handheld, with a non-220 antenna on the handheld.
Wow, that shows how extreme my radio shadow is. You can get into it from Cloverdale, a lot further away than I am, and I can't get into it from North Burnaby. Go figure. yet I can hit repeaters as far down as Seattle to the south. Victoria repeater booms in here, a solid S9. But 224-300, no such luck. But other 220 repeaters around the city here, like there's one on the Children's Hospital, the E7RVK, on 224.640, which is open, by the way, no tone needed. I hit that one solid. And there's one on the Metro Town Towers. PE7NYE 224.600. And I hit that one easily, but the ones on anything on Mount Seymour, I'm out of luck.
Yeah, you're just Kerchunk 640. I get that about an F9 here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know that one. Yeah. Open, too. And the one on the Metro Town Towers, tone 127.3. NYE. BE7NYE. That one's pretty solid, too, if you hit that one. Oh, Maple Ridge. There's an easy one to remember. 88. 224.880.
Yep, full scale on that one. You can hear it in the background. What was the other one you said? 640?
Two two four dot six four zero. Yeah, that's the one on the Children's Hospital in the east side of Vancouver. Oak Street, to be precise. Oak Street and King Edward. That part of Vancouver, east central. Oh, they're solid, yeah. But Maple Ridge, they've got one on 224.880, tone 156.7. And Surrey, the Surrey Club has one, 223.960, same tone as the 2-meter repeater, which is 110.9. But I think somebody said it was down. It's got an IRLP node on it, I know that, node 1738.
I just tried 224.600, tone 127.3, I got nothing. Is that the correct tone?
Oh, let me just confirm that here. It'll take me a couple seconds. Got my curiosity up now. I shall just confirm.
That's the nice thing of this radio. I can have all three bands going at the same time, just like three separate radios, because, in essence, they are three separate radios.
Oh, yeah. 224.600. I'm looking at the chart here. Yeah, it's what it says. 127.3. That's assuming it's on the air. I haven't checked it lately. And then Maple Ridge. Let me confirm its tone. VE7RMR 224.880, tone 156.7. It's the same tone as their 2-meter repeater on 146.800.
Yeah, 880, I get full scale. 600, though, 600, I get nothing, even when I throw 30 watts at it.
Oh, maybe it's off the air. I'll confirm that when I get to where my 220 radio is. NYE, it's been on there for years. It should be on the Metro Town Towers there, Tower 2. I will check that out. Got my curiosity up now, so we shall see. As a matter of fact, yeah, let me go to where the 220 radio is here. I'm just going to confirm it.
What are you using on 220?
Oh, a Kenwood THF6. handheld, tri-band handheld, so I'm rubber duck bound on 220.
Oh, gotta get yourself a TM331 Alpha.
That's the way to go. Yeah, mobile type radio that puts out a few watts and connects to a bigger antenna. That's what I'm using now, a mobile type radio connected to a power supply and running, well, I'm in the low power position here, 5 watts, but capable of 50 if I need the power.
Yeah, I'll have to check the specs on the 331. No, that's not the manual. That's not the manual. That's not it. I don't have it handy. I think it's 35 watts. It's the last monoband 220 that Kenwood built.
Monoband. Interesting. I'm using a Kenwood TM731, which is a dual band mobile type transceiver.
Okay, I just found the manual for it, the 331. And what is the power? 220 to 225. And it is, oh, okay, it's 25 watts, which is a little bit less than what I put out on this tri-bander I'm talking on right now. It throws about 30 watts on 220. But, yeah, I got one of those 331s. It's in a box right now. I don't have it set up. Don't need it because I got the 742 running.
Oh, interesting. I'm just fiddling with my other radio here, 224-600, to see what I can do with it.
Generally, I'm a big fan of monoband radios because they're specific to that one purpose, and that one purpose in life, and they do that one purpose well. But that's why I bought the 742, because it's essentially three separate radios with a control interface.
Oh, yeah, they are nice. Well, the Kenwood dual bands seem to do a pretty good job. Works well for me. And, yeah, I can't seem to key up the 224-600 either, which I'm line of sight with. I can see it from here. The Metrotown Tower is quite crystal clear in the distance directly south of me. But, nope, I can't seem to key it up, so it must not be operating. I'll have to look into that one. But, yeah, you get the Maple Ridge one then. Surrey's 223960. That's there. I think up on the Concord Tower, North Surrey. And there's a few others around too. Vancouver Island. Let's see, Abbotsford. I'm not sure what they've got, their counterpart to 14661. I know they've got a 70 centimeter counterpart to it. 442025, but don't know about 220 yet. Yeah, I'll have to look and see.
It has a 220. It's not connected to the other two, though.
Yeah, there we go. Here's a USA one, which is quite solid here. I hear activity on there, like a lot of activity. NJ7N. on Orcas Island, 224.480, tone 103.5. That should be solid in Cloverdale.
Two four dot what?
480.